following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Purina makes and beat it right along.
Which is a marvelous thing. And you mentioned this was funny. And it's only funny, but it's not really funny because it's one of the things you do that annoys the... I cannot believe I'm dedicating... Boy, you got fodder, didn't you, Fatty? You got stuff you can put on your podcast, didn't you, you little peckerwood? That's the only reason you call me. You don't call me to give me content. You call me so that I'll give you the fucking upfront for your shows. I know, I'm on to your game, but look at me. I'm taking the fucking hook like it's baited with Velveeta cheese.
What?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You little peckerwood.
What?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2714 of the BFO for Thursday, the 21st of June, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got more voice letters and...
Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it!
Hello, Shorters, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Shorters. Your Shorters today, Big Fatty, actually it should be tamari. Well, that's probably true, but y'all, today in the Northern Hemisphere, it is the first day of summer, and y'all, that's the longest day of the year, and which means down in the Southern Hemisphere, it is the first day of winter. Big Fatty, the first day of winter down there was June the 1st. They do it fucked up down there. But regardless, today is the shortest day of the year for the Southern Hemisphere. So y'all, starting tomorrow, the days are gonna start getting shorter. And I know the old gal, yes, Big Fatty, on the surface of the sun, she loves the summertime. I know she and I are looking forward to the days getting shorter, right, old gal? Went to the Von's East during my lunch, and y'all picked up a few things while I was there. Y'all, they had the country ham on sale. Big Fatty, is that? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer thick sliced Bayfront, 2 for $10. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had those Snyder pretzel bites in the different flavors. I got the jalapeno and the buffalo wings or whatever. They were buy one get one free. Got those for the coal mine. Y'all, they had the poke tenderloins on sale. Buy one get one free, so I got a package of those. Y'all, they had the good Vonzie's chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale, so I got that. Had half of that for my lunch on Wednesday, having the other half today. Y'all picked up a half dozen of eggs. Y'all, they had the Land O'Lakes has got a new kind of butter. There's the extra creamiest European style, and y'all, it comes in a black box, and y'all, it was on sale. I thought, well, you know, I'll try that. So I got a box of that. Y'all, they had that good chopped bacon blue cheese solid kits, three for $10. So y'all, I picked up three of those because y'all, it's real good. They also had the Keebler fudge sticks and the Keebler Vienna fingers. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of each of those to take to the coal mine. Y'all, they've it's like locusts. It's like locusts. You bring food in. Y'all, I got some Von Zeist bacon bits because that's the only thing I didn't like about the blue cheese Bayfrans solid. It didn't have enough bacon on it. Big Fatty, is there ever enough bacon? No. So I got one of those. Y'all, and then they had those Brookside candies, the dark chocolate covered blueberries. Y'all, they were still on sale this week. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. I brought those home, though. Yes, Spaghetti. Y'all, so I spent $55.62. But y'all, I saved $34.59. Yes, Big Fatty! Today, the 21th of June, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person at the last Pride for it. Was it one or two? I don't remember. I know it's one at least, but it may have been two. I say two Pride 48s out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, he is the other half of R.C. Martinez. You know R.C. In Wisconsin? Big Fatty, he's not there anymore. It's true. He's in the Mile High State. Big Fatty, emphasis on high. But y'all, it's Jay. It is Jay in Colorado. R.C.'s better half. And y'all, just a delightful... just a delightful young man. And I don't know if R.C. And Jay are coming to the Pride 48 down there in Las Vegas. Y'all, by the way, I was given a verbal spanking by Princess Hannah that Gary in Albuquerque is now actually in Portland. And he works at the IKEA. And y'all, she sent me that at 2:20-something a.m. in the morning. To just a Big Fatty. Well, somebody's got to keep you in line. And Gary is, by the way, coming to the Pride 48 down there in New Orleans. Y'all got a rooming list from that Joey Bukkake. And y'all, right now, which I think is an excellent place to be, we're at about somewhere between 45 and 50 people attending the Pride 48. You know, I think it's more than that because I don't remember seeing Joey Bukkake's name or that old Crooked Hat's name on that list. Big Fatty! But anyway, back to RC's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, if you see, not RC, if you see Jay on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, or if you don't see him, if you see RC, wish Jay a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Jay gets a big old piece of cake. Or, you know, or at least an edible. Big Fatty!
It's that time again. The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is putting on its good heels and heading our way.
Heels?
What?
What do heels have anything to do with it?
Nothing, it was a joke.
It's not very funny.
Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live all weekend long at pride48.com and TuneIn Radio. Join us June 22nd through the 24th for all the fun and frivolity. Don't miss a single show. To learn how to participate or for more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
And put on your heels.
Oy.
And y'all, it all starts tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Time.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
A lecture from your mama ain't nothing like a lecture from the fast food lady. Of course, I should not even be telling this that I went to the fast food, but I just got my hairs did, and I just want to go home and relax, and I'm just going to say this. You can bleep this out if you know how to bleep things out, but I am stressed out at work, and basically doing everything in my power to maintain my wits about myself when mostly I just want to tell people to take a flying leap on a rolling donut down a gravel road. So anyway, they said, it just came out of the fryer. Don't eat that for 10 minutes. I'm just like, first of all, you're under the assumption that the food I just bought is mine. Second of all, don't tell me what to do or what time to eat my food. But thanks for the warning, because I did just burn my finger on popcorn the other day. So anyway, so I forgot all about this segment, but I think I was already ruled the winner. So you ain't got nothing, or this ain't got nothing over that, or whatever the segment was. So goodbye. And by the way, my hair looks really good this time.
Y'all, that is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And I unfortunately I don't know how to bleep things out, so we just had to play that. And something about a flying rolling donut and gravel or something. Miss Bacon was given that warning about not touching her food for at least 10 minutes. Y'all, let's get an update on seeing how that is now. Well, Big Fatty, it sounds like everything's just fine. No problems here. Nothing to look at. Look, a squirrel. Anyway, Miss Bacon, and enjoy your piping hot Joe, or your freshly baked cookery, or whatever it is. Oh, and by the way, your hair just looks lovely.
Ethan, find this rhythm. Administer 2 amps sodium bicarbonate. Insert an airway. Start IV 51.
Hello, Fat One. It is Tim giving you a call for the first time in, I guess, a month of Sundays. But I have two things for you. First is a coupon alert. So I had a dental issue, and yes, I went to the dentist at 2:30, and I have to get a dental implant. But I got a coupon for $2,500 off. You heard me, $2,500. That's a coupon. And now I have a Ask Big Fatty question, so if you can roll the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you. you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from that terminally single Tim, who's richer than dirt, Big Fatty. Tim, what you got?
Okay, Big Fatty, I have a retirement question for you. Are you going to be A, buy a diamond-encrusted wheeled RV and travel the country? Or B, are you going to sit on your glider on the front porch and yell at the kids to get off your lawn? What kind of retiree are you going to be in your retirement? Inquiring minds want to know. Have a good one. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I got to say, y'all, that, of course, is terminally single Tim. And Tim, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. First of all, this is an excellent question. And I might just say that if you tune in to the little show, the live little show on For Right Dude, this is one of the topics that I'm going to be discussing on For Right Night. But in direct answer to your question, although I am not going to be like the old gal out in Walnut Hills and buy a diamond encrusted motor mansion, I have considered getting a recumbent bicycle so that I can just throw my dirty clothes on it and never use it. Beep, ready?
It's Gus Chad. Like Grindr, my phone calls are either a feast or a famine. So sometimes you'll get some and sometimes you won't. Anyways, I'm calling in because you kind of said that you hadn't heard from me. You had played my last phone call, and I'm sure this one will get played for weeks. But one, wishing you a happy Father's Day. I have a father still. I have in a relationship with my father, which is awkward. He just remarried a person that he's known since January. They got married in May because the pastor that they wanted to marry them is moving back to Florida. Great reason to get married. She's a nice woman, but it's ridiculous. But anyway, so I'm wishing you a happy Father's Day. The other reason I'm calling in is because I've never, ever listened to a podcast on Double Feed. And I don't get how people can do it. And so I was listening to the recent Pod of My Co-Pilot episode. And I'm listening to it, and it kept getting faster and faster. I could figure out what's wrong with it. And I'm like, it has to be a double speed because there's no way that Taffy can tell a story about edible anal beads that fast. So it had to be on double speed. But I don't know how to turn it off double speed, so maybe it wasn't on double speed. But my goodness, she was talking really fast, so I don't get how anybody can listen to double speed anything. But anyways, I hope you're having a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I'm glad we're in a Gus Chad feast right now. It's just lovely to have you participating. And as far as double speed, I can't imagine anyone listening to any little show. Oh, Nick, I see you on double speed. Big, very well, it doesn't take much imagination. Just ask any of your listeners. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, y'all. We're putting the final touches on the Pride 48 weekend. It all starts for right night at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, once again, that will not replace my regular for right little show. So y'all tune in to hear Big Fatty. tune in to hear Big Fatty at 9 p.m. in the evening. That evening you'll hear me live. Big Fatty fucking it up. And old gal, I know you'll be there listening on Friday, won't
you? You little peckerwood.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like he'll be there with heels on.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.